Now then, let's go back now, once again, to the third chapter of Galatians. Our golden text, Christ hath redeemed us, in verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now there's the curse of the law. And yesterday, as we closed, that's what that we were reading in and talking about, the curse of the law. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. There's the blessing. That we might receive what the Spirit promised Abraham through faith. All right. Now, thank you, Lord. Oh, there's so much here that I... The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord. Redeemed from the curse, being redeemed from spiritual death, sickness, and poverty. That's wonderful. But we're not just redeemed out of something. We're redeemed into something. Ooh, glory to God. Go with me to the book of Colossians, please. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance or the promise of the saints in light, who hath, that's past tense, who has already delivered us from the power, or the Greek word is authority, delivered us from the authority of darkness. Let me put it like this. Who delivered us from the authority of the curse. Delivered us from the power and the authority of the devil. The author of the curse. But that's not it. That's not all of it. And, oh, glory to God. And hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Glory to God. That's what happened to you and me. Now, he did that. That was absolutely accomplished, ratified when Jesus was raised from the dead and stood before God. A born again, resurrected man. Hallelujah. Then seated at the right hand of majesty on high. Now, when you and I accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that happened. It had already been ratified. Already an absolute in heaven. But when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, I mean, you're not just a forgiven sinner. No, the scripture says any man in Christ is a new creature. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new, and all things are of God. And he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All that happened because we've been redeemed from the curse. Thank you, Lord. and you accepted Jesus, you accepted your redemption, and that mightiest of all miracles took place. And your very self, you, the real you, not your body, not your intellect, you, amen, were recreated, born from above, born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So now notice, look at it again. I mean, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? He has delivered us from the power of the curse and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Redemption, what does that mean? In whom we have redemption. Redeemed from what? Say it again. The curse, which is everything bad. I don't care if it's bad, it's under that curse. If it's good, it's in the redemption. Amen. There's nowhere, there is no place that Jesus and the devil swap sides. Where the devil blessing somebody and Jesus cursing them. No. So, the curse, judgment, until we get to the final judgment. And just end this thing. And so forth. I won't go into all of that. But judgment is a function of reaping what you sow. And again, I mentioned this last week, but you think about it a minute. 99 out of 100 people, and you say, I mean, whether Christians or not, you mention judgment, well, it's bad. Oh, judgment is coming on America. You mean it hadn't already? What do you think 9/11 was? Well, we're still here. You know why? Would you like me to tell you why? Because there was untold numbers of people fell on their faces before God and repented. If my people called by my name, didn't say anything about the whole nation. If my people called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will heal the land. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory to God. Glory to God. And what I see the Lord doing with us and what he's attempting to do with the body of Christ is get us over here on the positive side. Get on the God side of everything. I wrote it right in the very first, in the first page in my Bible. Stay on the God side of everything. Amen. Amen. So, to realize and to understand that it is not God's will to judge and destroy. Now, judgment, both good and bad, is a function of reaping what you sow. And if you have any sense at all, you keep one hand on, just one hand on repentance all the time. Oh, quick to forgive, slow to anger. Amen. and quick to repent. Amen. I mean, just stop and repent right now. Don't let it get 10 seconds old. Just stop and say, wait a minute. Now, I told you, I said I'd done that 1,000 times. I really didn't. I did it 3. So will you forgive me for just lying to you? Well, Brother Copeland, now wait a minute. You're just being picky. Oh, yeah. Because we're in training. Amen. Amen. If you'll deal with the little stuff like that, and you train yourself to speak the truth to one another in love, all the time, about everything. And when you do, when the big stuff comes along, you won't lie. Didn't get much of a big amen out of that, but we've been redeemed from all that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. All right. Now then, let's talk about the blessing. Last week, let's do it again this week. Let's go to the book of Genesis. And God said, man be in our image, verse 26, after our likeness. Remember, I told you the Lord allowed me to see that in a vision and really, oh, just, it was just so clear to me that when you see from the second chapter that the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, or he spirited into his nostril the spirit of life, and man became a living soul. And I saw that, the Lord allowed me to see that he had made his body out of dirt and formed it, and it was just lifeless, hanging there. And he had him by the shoulders, and he was speaking life to him, man be in our image, after our likeness, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In his image he created him. So as the spirit life went in to that physical body, amen, this human being, exactly like God. And then he blessed them and said, fruitful be, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Complete and total dominion and blessing in every realm of life. And that's the first thing the human ear ever heard. Now, the blessing was in the earth. That's the blessing of the Lord. And it was introduced into the earth, and I don't care how many devils try to get it out, they can't do it. No demon as the authority to remove that blessing. Now you can not walk in it, but you can't get rid of it. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. All right, now then, let's go over to Genesis 9. Now, everybody knows the story. We're starting over again here. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That sound familiar? Yes, sir. Amen. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. A little bit different set of words, but exactly the same blessing of the Lord. It's the same blessing. Now then, let's get into the blessing of Abraham. Now, the sons of Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Now, Ham and Japheth did the same thing with that blessing that Adam did with it. But Shem did not. He stayed with God. Amen. Now I'm going to show you something here as we go further into this. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's go now to the 14th chapter. And go down to the 17th verse. And you know, he had to deliver Lot and so forth. Verse 17, the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva, which is the king's dale, and Melchizedek, that was Shem. Amen. And you can find it in Jewish records and Jewish history. He stayed with it. Now, Melchizedek is a title. It means Lord Mayor, High Priest and Authority of Salem. So, he came, brought forth bread and wine, covenant elements. Now, folks, come on, get in here with me now. Covenant. I'm gonna just drop this on you and then move on. Adam, after he really was just lost. And full of fear and shame at what he had done, and tried to make clothes out of fig leaves. Can you, come on. Don't you know, can you imagine how ridiculous that must have looked? A fig leaf suit from somebody that never sewn anything in his life. Amen. So what happened? God, yes, made a covenant with him to meet his needs. Yes. Amen. Killed an animal. Amen. Covenant came on the scene. Yes. This has been God's way of getting back what Satan stole. His blood. The shedding of blood. And he made him some proper clothes. Now, hey, if you had a fur suit made by God, you're probably pretty good looking. Of course, you ain't nothing like you had been a few days before. Because you were clothed from the inside out. They had never seen their naked bodies. They were clothed with the glory. Just like God. And you couldn't see the physical body because he crowned him with his glory. And that's what made it so startling. The light went out. Well, compared to that glory, just this physical, natural body would, I mean, even though he's physically perfectly proportioned, but he don't know, I mean, that's the first time he ever saw that. He'd been used to be clothed with the glory of God. And he saw this naked body, and to him it was ugly. And to her it was ugly, and they tried to cover it up. And then God moved in. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Don't ever, ever underestimate the power of covenant. That's the first covenant and the second covenant. Every word in this book, every promise in this book is a blood sworn oath. And sworn in the blood of animals as a type and reference, and then sworn in the blood of Jesus. And when Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you," that's blood backed. That's blood backed. Glory to God.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
What is redemption? It's spiritual life, new life, being born again, a new creature, healed and prosperous. The Path to Redemption by Kenneth Copeland is an all-encompassing, relevant 15-message series on being redeemed from the curse of the law, receiving the blessing of the Lord, and inheriting the promise of God. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law so you can live healed, prosperous, and free. Every word in the Bible, every promise, is a covenant for you. Train yourself to speak His truth and stay on the blessing side of life. Live in the blessing where you are called to be a child of God. Take the blessing of the Lord and live in strength and joy. You have a covenant with God that gives you the same authority as Jesus. Receive the promise of God by faith. See yourself and those around you prospering, living right, and healed. Build, expect, and see the blessing, and walk the path to redemption.
Begin to truly live in all God has provided for you because of redemption. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 and request your free copy of The Path to Redemption on MP3 disc, DVD, or as a digital download from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We learned today that Jesus has redeemed us from every part of the curse and made every promise in the Bible available for us to receive. That covenant that you and I have with God, this is a covenant that is backed by the blood of Jesus. It can't be broken, it can't be revoked, but we can join it. And that's good news to us because our future is set for love, joy, peace, healing, prosperity. Now, so you can learn more about it and study it, we want to offer you the whole series called The Path to Redemption. It's the curse, the blessing, and the promise. We've taken all of Dad's 15 messages from these 3 weeks, and we've put it all together and made it available to you free. It'll be a blessing to you. Set aside 15 days, take a message a day, or listen to it all day for 7.5 hours for 15 days. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But let the Word get into your heart, and it will build your faith. So to request your free series on DVD, MP3, or digital download, just go to our website, kcm.org. I want to make another invitation to you to check out the Kenneth Copeland Bible College. This is a great place to become equipped with God's Word. KCBC is a place where you can receive faith-based instruction with integrity, with excellence. And as you learn to live victoriously, this will position you to be able to teach others to do the same. Even your life will be an example to others of how to be free in Jesus. Some of you may be praying about your next step of faith. So if you're interested in enrolling or just want more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org. So tomorrow, Kenneth Copeland explains how the blessing of the Lord belongs to you and how you should be expecting it to come upon you in every area. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries have made today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast available for you to receive free on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Go to kcm.org for details. Shipping charges may apply. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
This is my preaching buddy for 50 years.
50 years.
50
Man,
years.
Man, we must have started when we was three.
And 2019 is going to be the biggest year ever. We're a team again. We're going to preach together all year long, 2019. And if you miss it, it's your fault. We want you to be there.
April 26th through 27th, Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle welcome you to the 2019 Columbia Victory Campaign in Bogota, Colombia. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearsons for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 6th through 8th, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. July 22nd through 27th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.